discovered, I guess, kind of 24 hours later.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we had 9 possessions, and Trevor put us in position 6 times to score points, you know, and that's a, well, that's a hell of a defense we played. You know, the thing I think I'm most impressed with right now, Troy, just watching him operate the group, first time out, first start in the NFL. We didn't have to waste a timeout. We didn't get a call. You know what I mean? He handled the operation really good. The guys were confident in him handling the huddle. And also doing it from 10 points down against a group like that. So I think it's poise, a big step in the right direction. You know, we got a lot of things we got to clean up and those type of things, but I think it was a nice first step.
Gary, I know you mentioned after the game that you specifically wanted to throw to kind of build some confidence with Trevor. Was it in the game plan to have some short, quick throws, too, as part of that?
It wasn't so much as build confidence, as show confidence, I think, is the way I answered the question. They do some things defensively where, I mean, you have to, you better get rid of the ball quick. You know, we knew we couldn't hold it, so we tried to start the game getting rid of the ball quick, doing some things. We tried to boot one time. They were holding for our boots, you know, which helped us run the ball. But, you know, just trying to get the ball in some people's hands, trying to get him off to a good start. And, you know, I think we did that, but trying to stay balanced at the same time.
Watching the film, what did you take from the offensive line?
Well, I'm encouraged. You know, that's the biggest thing. I told them today, you know, I'm encouraged of what we can be. I was very encouraged by our tackle play. I thought Michael Schofield getting his first start at guard, which he earned, played well. Matt ran the group. We faced a lot of fronts, a lot of different looks, and Matt really handled the group really well. So I think it's encouraging with the direction we're heading and possibly getting Ty back this week to become a part of that. So.
There were a lot of big hits from the defense. Was there anything said to the team after? And how do you kind of balance the aggression with that?
No, you know, well, I mean, you better be aggressive against that group. I mean, the quarterback is so such a great player, and there's so many design runs for him and stuff. So, I mean, you got to tackle him like a back, and you know, they run power with him. They run some football plays with him that not many people do. So, I mean, you have to be aggressive, and, you know, I think we were, and we obviously didn't play very good in the first half, but I thought in the second half we settled down and played really well and got off the field and, you know, got our team in position to win.
Did you have a thought on the icing the kicker at the end to work out for you this time?
No,
it hasn't always worked, I guess.
No, yeah, you know, you really don't want them to kick the ball, to be honest with you. You know, you try to call the timeout early enough because I don't want to see whether it would have been good or bad, you know, but the timeouts were doing us no good, Mike. I mean, we weren't going to get the ball back. I mean, after they made that play to go down to 14 seconds, really, we weren't. So just try to use one, you know, and see what happens. So fortunate.
What did you see on the Harris 4th and 21 calls?
You know, I think the league got it wrong, but we'll turn it in. We'll see. You know, I thought it should have been called the other way, but, hey, you know, we'll see what they say. And, God, it's hard to give up, you know, that 4th and 21 on a 5-yard penalty like that. It's difficult, so we'll see what response we get.
Harris, when you see the contact to Cam's head, when you see the contact to Cam's head, do you get discouraged knowing that that could potentially cost you 15 yards, or does that go back to kind of what you were saying about his size and how often he runs?
Well, yeah, you're always coaching your players. You don't want penalties. Is that what you're asking me? You know,
if you were discouraged by seeing how much there was contact to his head, especially.
How much there was, I disagree with that. You know, I saw 2 plays where he left a pocket where, you know, there were big collisions going on. There were a lot of collisions in the game. So, you know, I think we were playing hard. They were playing hard. And they knocked the heck out of us a lot, too, you know. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the league says.
So then let me ask you directly. Do you think there was any dirty play on your players?
No, I don't think so. We play hard, and we talk about playing hard all the time. And as I said, that was a challenge. I mean, when you play that guy, he is such a great player. I mean, he's a top player in football, and they're designed runs for him. And he's, you know, you better tackle him like a back. You better treat him that way, or you're going to have a long night, you know, as a defensive football team. So I give him the credit of being the great player he is, that we better be in position to do a good job of tackling.
There's a lot of discussion on the concussion protocol today because Carolina didn't really check out Cam. Do you think it'll eventually get to where the league takes the team, medical staff out of the evaluation process, makes it all independent?
You know, Mike, I don't feel confident to answer that question. You know, I know some of the protocol going on now. Like, we had two players during the game that Greek they took in the locker room, you know, with Jordan and B. Marsh at some point, you know, and then he tells me they're out being evaluated, and then he comes and lets me know what's going on, you know. So, but for me to sit here and tell you if guys enter the field, the guys who come off, all that stuff, you know, I don't know if I'm the guy to answer that. I think the league should answer that.
Did you think their offensive linemen, you were asking if you guys, played dirty, did you think they were targeting Wolf?
It was a very physical football game, and I think we both knew it was going to be that way.
Look at that fourth down where you made the call to go for it. Did you make the call up to Mitch, and how did that conversation go?
To Mitch?
To Tanny?
Oh, ask Mitch if we should go for it. You know, it's funny in those situations, you know, you get a lot of opinions, but you got to make the call. So, you know, I just felt like if we didn't get it, we had them pinned down there. We're playing good defense. And, you know, I thought our guys were coming off the ball really good last night. CJ played well. So just confidence in our guys, you know, but at the same time, it's showing confidence in your defense because of field position.
How did you balance going with whatever analytics with going with your gut or your head or your heart or whatever?
You know, it's a great sounding board. You know, it gets down to your gut, but it is nice to know, you know, when Mitch, because Mitch is always way ahead. He does a great job of talking to me percentage-wise what's going on and giving me information to deal with. I always flip over to Wade and talk to Rico. They've been in a lot of NFL games, but ultimately as a coach, you got to say, okay, here we go, you know. So, but that's, you know, I think it's a feel for what's going on in the game, too.
I think Devontae Booker played last night.
You know, he struggled. You know, let's face it. I mean, his first carry, he put the ball on the ground. He struggled in a protection. But I tell you what, this kid's a good player. He learned a lot last night. The stage gets bigger, you know, once the regular season comes around. Simmons had the same thing going on. And, you know, just a great lesson to learn. But we got to throw him right back out there next week because he can help us, you know.
Them being rookies?
Well, you hate to say that, you know, but that's you know, part of the game, and sometimes things happen that way, and he got off to a rough start, but hey, you know, I think this kid's going to help us in the long haul and be a good player for us, so I just told him that in the meeting room.
Please, with Riley Dixon, what he did last night?
You know, Riley had one really good punt. We were backed up, told him he can do better. He knows that. Well, we punt three times in a game. Very talented kid. He had a great warm-up. You know, that's a big stage. Things will get a little bit different for him. So I think every time out, you're going to see him improve.
Was there a point in this summer you knew that CJ was going to be ready from jump? Because last year, he admittedly...
You know, Troy, I watch guys. And, you know, I've always been a big believer through my years with Mike, especially. When guys have good camps, they play good, you know. And, boy, CJ's had a great camp. He didn't miss a day of practice. You know, DT's had a great – you look at players that are there every day in training camp and go through the 6 weeks, and it's just something about that carryover. And so with that being in mind, to me, CJ's off to a great start.
I don't know how much of a philosophical question this is, but watching or not watching that final kick, where do you stand?
I've always been that way. Somebody give me a hard time, you know. I don't know. I've just always been – I can hear what's going on. I can tell right away what the hell happened. So I guess I don't need to watch. But, you know, I do that sometimes offensively too. We may have a big third down and I'll be looking at my card for first and 10. I can tell by the reaction on the headset of the fans whether we got the first down or not. I don't know. It's a habit. So.
Communication on defense in the first half?
Yeah. No, that's on us as coaches. We had some issues. B. Marsh left the game for a period of time. He's a leader. He's a quarterback on defense. He's a communicator in the helmet. Remember all those things. And when he leaves, you put in your next guy, and he has to change his helmet. You know, Corey has to get the helmet right and all. So we had some issues, but that's on us as coaches. I mean, that can't happen. Happened four times in the game and actually happened once on special teams too. We got to get that corrected.
Besides communicating better on defense in the second half, what was done from a scheme standpoint?
You know, Les, we got to the quarterback. You know, to me, we were getting there. They chipped us in the first half a lot. They started second half doing the same thing and then didn't a couple times. We finally got there, got home, made a great play on third and one. Go back, that was a big play with Shane and Keeb on when Cam kept the ball on the boot. So, I don't know. I just think we rallied, played like ourselves in the second half, played a little bit more disciplined than we did in the first half.
Coach,
Can you teach the belief that this team has that they're just going to find a way at the end of the game?
Well, I told the guys a while ago, I haven't slept much. I couldn't believe we won the game with some of the things that we did, some of the mistakes that we made. But that's a credit to them. You know, if they believe they can get it done and they can fight through adversity and still win. But for me, it's really, I look at it as I'm excited because of what I think we can be if we can correct those things. So, and we'll go to work on correcting those right now.
There were times when the pocket was collapsing on Trevor. Third down, looking one to Virgil early on, and got out of there.
Yeah, he had two first downs with his feet. Yeah,
but he looked like it wasn't too fast for him.
I think that's a great point. He, I don't think the game was too big for him. You know, I think he was very composed in what he was doing. Had a good grasp of coverage-wise what they were trying to do to him, and he has a knack for. I think we went down twice. I think we had two sacks. And one of them was his, exclusively his, there at the end of the game. But he does have a knack for moving and keeping his eyes down the field, which is something that's hard to teach.
Gary, I know you touched on it last night with Brandon in the national anthem, but is that something that you'll talk to him about?
Yeah, me and B talked today. We had a good talk this morning. And, you know, like I told you guys last night, I mean, he's a great kid. He's accountable, always does his job. He did his job last night. And Brandon has the right to his beliefs and stuff, and I'm going to keep us focused on the football. So he's always done his job.
Anything else? Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.